Well, if we study the history of jazz in terms of its genesis in the United States, particularly in the southern United States around New Orleans, Louisiana area, from day one, Creole was very much a part of the history of jazz, the formation of jazz. We remember that the Creole populations in Louisiana, were instrumental in the genesis of jazz. So you had, Creole peoples from the Caribbean, you had people from Haiti, you had the Acadians from Canada who migrated from, well, they were forced. The British expelled them from Canada and they settled in the Louisiana region as well. You had people of sort of Spanish origin, and the Caribbean. And then you also you had enslaved Africans who resided in the United States. So all this sort of diverse, you might even say Creole populations, were at the heart of the formation and the creation of jazz music. So there is always a link historically, if we understand what's happening in the United States, in terms of the roots of jazz, that Creole is very much part of the jazz story. So jazz in Creole in Dominica is a perfect fit. It's a continuation of that history, of that trajectory of jazz music, because jazz has become a universal music. And in jazz, various genres of music can find a place, find a home. That is why you have a lot of what we call jazz fusion. So we have Creole jazz, like in the Caribbean, for example, we have Creole jazz, we have pan jazz, calypso jazz, goka jazz, that's also Guadeloupe. To some belle jazz as well, mix fusing the belle here in Dominican jazz music. And then you have in the United States and other European countries, you have what they call smooth jazz. And then you still have the mainstream traditional jazz as well. So jazz is very wide. It's a wide brush, really, when you're talking about jazz music. But in the Caribbean and in Dominica, how we relate to jazz is in the realm of jazz fusion. So we fuse the jazz with our homegrown genres, zouk, calypso, reggae, bouillon, calypso,